Yes, he is.
Senator Long of Missouri.
Yes, thank you.
And he has that policy, you know, of letting his editors kind of run the way they want. That's sort of a fiction at times. And I talked to Roy Cohn, actually, who's one of his close boys, too, you know. And his son, who's going to run the show also. And they say the way to get him to get this paper done up there, if you could mention to him when you're there, that you'd just like nothing. You'd just be so happy if all the newshouse papers would support you. You'd just always look forward to being the one man that all the papers have gone for. That they're convinced that he'll put the hammer on Amberg and turn him around.
Mm. So I sure do that.
They thought that if that works, it goes to him.
I sure do that, my friend, and I'm awfully grateful to you.
Then you might be interested. Roy had I think it was Cardinal Spellman out on the boat dinner a few nights ago.
Yeah.
Spellman's friend to you, too. He had you for the dinner instead of having both of you.
Yeah.
Roy asked him, he said, what about this having to have a Catholic for vice president? And he said, well, it's desirable, but not essential. And they get the impression, so Newhouse said, and so on, that the Catholic people don't take Miller as being the top Catholic. They don't rate him that high.
I think that's right.
So I thought that might be interesting.
Sure is.
Mention two other things to you in a hurry, but let me do a little something for you politically along there again.
I'll sure
give
do
me
it.
A job.
I'll sure do it.
This you got Miss Peterson over there, and she calls it everybody trouble.
Yeah.
She's got on this damn Douglas bill. That's true, the thing. She's got the Department of Agriculture now to go ahead and print some finance bulletins, which they're clear out of their line. They put some of them in the record yesterday, and they found they made a mistake, like the rest of them have been telling it. You can't set those rates like that, but if some of them follow them, see what the hell the Department of Agriculture is doing dealing with finance and banking. Missouri, and it's true in every other state, we've got the bankers, the automobile dealers, the small loan people, the retail merchants, and all that. They're just bitterly opposed to that, and she is with this poor Sylvia Porter. Her story there to go that got the thing stirred up again. She just go ahead and deal with it. Her consumer business out of that, she'd make everybody happy.
All right, I'll check into it.
One other thing, and I'm through. I don't bother you on the phone, girl. This first time I
did. That's right. That's you. Oh, you call me anytime.
Neff, a boy named Dick Neff, sir, who is one of the two or three people you're considering for the board of Park Parole. He's got a tremendous record. Could use him.
Have you talked to him over there?
Yeah, I understand the Justice Department has recommended him to you.
All right, if they have, then I'll go into it. That's where they originate, though, and I don't ever see him if they don't.
That he's one of the two or three that they've sent to you for these two vacancies that are on that board.
Okay.
He was as a matter of fact, the president is going to appoint him on, I believe, the military. For a military board review or something like that, and he found his promises to as a representative of Texas. That was Kent. And he had his back on it. So, when you look at it, this boy has a military record, that's fine.
But he's your man.
He's my man.
You know that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Thanks so much. Now, if anything else I can do on this other than St. Louis,
I'll do it.
I'd like to see Edberg get it right.
I'll do it.
Okay.